Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh this evening. 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention to begin today in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. First meeting of Joint Parliamentary Committee on two bills related to One Nation, One Election to be held in New Delhi this morning. V. Narayanan appointed the new chairman of Indian Space Research Organization and Secretary, Department of Space. Cold wave conditions sweep the entire North India. Dense fog affects movement of trains and flights in the region. And in Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers beat Shrachi Rar, Bengal Tigers 6-0 in Rourkela. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh from Visakhapatnam today. He will lay the foundation stone for the 1,85,000 crore rupee state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Puddimadaka near Visakhapatnam. This will be the first green hydrogen hub under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Visakhapatnam this evening to lay foundation stones and inaugurate slew of infrastructure projects with potential to create more than 1 lakh jobs. The Prime Minister will participate in a roadshow along with Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan before addressing the public meeting at Andhra University Engineering College ground. Along with the NTPC Green Hydrogen Project, the Prime Minister will virtually lay the foundation stone of various railway and road projects worth over Rs 19,500 crore, which include the South Coast Railway headquarters at Visakhapatnam and the bulk drug park at Nakkapalli in Anakapalli district. The Prime Minister will also virtually lay the foundation stone of Krishnapatnam Industrial Area, Chris City, and a Chennai-Bengaluru Industrial Corridor in Tirupati district. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Visakhapatnam.
The 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention is going to kick off this morning at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. The Odisha government is all set to showcase the state's rich culture and heritage in front of about 6,000 non-resident Indians who will be attending the convention from 75 countries. The convention will begin with the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas event being organized by the Odisha government in partnership with the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Union Ministers S. Jayashankar, Pavitra Margarita, Mansukh Mandviya and Raksha Nikhil Khadse and Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi are scheduled to attend the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas today. We have more from our correspondent.
The three-day-long 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention, which is being organized at Bhubaneswar from this morning, is considered as a significant occasion to celebrate India's relationship with the global Indian community. The event will be formally inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow and will include a wide range of activities that highlight the contributions of the Indian diaspora in shaping India's development and its global stature. A standout feature of the convention is the presence of President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangalu, who will participate virtually as the chief guest of this edition of convention, which is being held on the theme Diaspora's Contribution on a Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the valedictory session on Friday. The president will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman upon members of the Indian diaspora to recognize their achievements in various fields. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next parliament session. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the three new criminal laws are not punishment-oriented but victim-centric and they aim to ensure speedy justice. He said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over the implementation of the three laws in UP. Mr. Shah stressed that 100% implementation of the new criminal laws should be ensured in all the seven commissionerates of Uttar Pradesh by March this year. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has announced a scheme for the pan-India setup of driving training institutes, which will provide incentives for setting up such institutes and additional incentives for the integrated infrastructure of automated testing stations and driver training institutes. Addressing a press conference, he said that there is a lack of skilled drivers in the country and the government is committed in setting up more driving training centers in the country.
हमारे देश में 22 लाख ड्राइवर्स की कमी है और उसके ऊपर भी आज हमने एक नई पॉलिसी बनाई है कैशलेस ट्रीटमेंट और एक्सीडेंट होने के बाद तुरंत 24 घंटे के अंदर जैसे पुलिस में इन्फॉर्मेशन जाएगी तो डॉक्टर जो होगा उसको जो पेशेंट एडमिट होगा उसको 7 दिन तक ट्रीटमेंट का खर्चा या मैक्सिमम अप टू 1.5 लाख रुपए हम तुरंत देंगे उसकी ट्रीटमेंट के लिए.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The centre has appointed V. Narayanan as the new chairman of the Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, and the secretary of the Department of Space. Mr. Narayanan will assume office on the 14th of January. He will succeed the current ISRO chairman, S. Somnath. Mr. Narayanan is currently serving as the director of the Liquid Propulsion System Centre of the ISRO in Valiamala, Kerala. He is a distinguished scientist with nearly 4 decades of experience in rocket and spacecraft propulsion. He is a rocket and spacecraft propulsion expert and joined the ISRO in 1984 and functioned in various capacities before becoming the director of Liquid Propulsion System Centre. The World Telugu Conference will begin today at Godavari Global University in Rajamahendravaram, Andhra Pradesh. The two-day event will feature prominent Telugu writers, literary icons, former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu, former Chief Justice of India N. V. Ramana, governors of both the Telugu states, union and state ministers, MPs, artists and actors. Organized to celebrate Telugu language, literature and cultural heritage, the World Conference will include poetry sessions, competitions and cultural activities, among others. The country's farm-to-fork trade exhibition, Indus Food 2025, will kick off today at the India Exposition Mart in Greater Noida. Union Minister of Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan will inaugurate the three-day event. More from our correspondent.
Indus Food 2025 is Asia's largest annual food and beverage trade exhibition. It will bring together over 2,300 exhibitors from more than 30 countries. The event expects to host 7,500 international buyers and 15,000 Indian buyers and trade visitors. Indus Food 2025 will feature two other concurrent events. These include Indus Food Manufacturing, which focuses on food processing, packaging and hospitality technologies, and Indus Food Agritech, dedicated to agricultural, fisheries, dairy and poultry farming technologies. These two events will take place from January 9 to 11th at Yashobhoomi Dwarka in New Delhi. The integrated format of this year's event featuring these three trade fairs has been meticulously designed to foster synergies across the entire farm-to-fork value chain. One of the highlights of the event will be the Asia President's Forum, hosted in India for the first time in partnership with the Indian Federation of Culinary Associations, IFCA. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Cold wave conditions continue to sweep entire North India. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. IMD said dense fog conditions will prevail during morning and night hours in parts of North India during the next 3 to 4 days. The Weather Department also predicted that there would be fall in temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest, central and eastern India during the next 2 days. Due to dense fog conditions, movement of several trains and flights were affected in the northern region of the country. Around 30 Delhi-bound trains were delayed by up to 5 to 6 hours today. Around 50 flights at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi were also delayed due to fog yesterday. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will launch the Parth Yojana, being started by the Sports and Youth Welfare Department from Bhopal today. MP Sports and Youth Welfare Minister Vishwas Sarang informed that under the scheme, the youth of the state will be given pre-recruitment training to provide employment opportunities.
Parth matlab police, army, recruitment, training and honor yojana. प्रदेश का एक बहुत बड़ा युवा वर्ग पुलिस और आर्मी में भर्ती के लिए प्रयास करता है पर उसको सही रूप में फिजिकल और प्रैक्टिकल ट्रेनिंग की बहुत दिक्कत होती है कि हम संभागीय स्तर पर पहले चरण में उसको लेकर हम एक प्रॉपर ट्रेनिंग करेंगे.
On to sports now. In the Hockey India League 2024-25, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers thrashed Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers by 6-0 in Rourkela last night. We have a report.
Kalinga Lancers produced a stunning performance to thrash Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers 6-0 to register their first win in Hockey India League 2024-25 on Tuesday in Rourkela.
Vedanta Kalinga Lancers local team 3 match hare, chauthe mein pehli jeet mili.
With this, Lancers climbed to 5th while the Tigers stay on the top of the points table. Goalkeeper Krishan Bahadur Pathak became player of the match. Match between Team Gonasika versus Tamil Nadu Dragons will be played today at 6 p.m. while UP Rudras will face Hyderabad Tufans at 8:15 p.m. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashwani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashwani News.
Moving on to more updates from the world of sports, Asian Games champion in men's shot put Bahadur Singh Sagu has been elected as the new president of the Athletics Federation of India. We have a report.
The new AFI president will succeed the outgoing president Adil Sumariwala, who had been serving as AFI president since 2012. It was announced during the two-day annual general assembly meeting of the federation started in Chandigarh yesterday. Moving on to Malaysia Open Badminton, India's Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face Chinese pair of Zhang Shuxian and Jia Yifan in round of 16 at Kuala Lumpur today. Yesterday, they hammered Thai pair in their opening round match. On the other hand, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen crushed out of the tournament after facing first-round defeat by Chinese Taipei shuttler in straight games. Next, we move to World Table Tennis Star Contender 2025, where Indian mixed duo of Manav Thakkar and Manika Batra will face Chinese pair at Lucelle Sports Arena in Doha, Qatar today. The duo yesterday defeated French pair 3-1 in qualifying round 1. In men's singles, Manav Thakkar will face Romanian peddler Ovidiu Ionescu in round of 64 today. Moving towards Indian Super League ISL football, the 16th match week will begin today as FC Goa will host Hyderabad FC at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. In Goa. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. More than 15.5 million people across Delhi to vote for 70 assembly seats as the Election Commission announces single-phase poll for the national capital. Battle for Delhi on February 5, counting on 8, cites Hindustan Times. Microsoft commits $3 billion for India's AI cloud expansion, reports Economic Times. ISRO to BARC agencies pitch in for the big cleanup at Mahakumbh is a headline in the Indian Express. In the first, IMD Tableau to be part of Republic Day parade, notes the Tribune. Government allots land in Rajghat area for former President Pranab Mukherjee Memorial, writes the Asian Age. And finally, in a unique initiative to encourage people not to indulge in wasteful expenditure and curb liquor abuse, a panchayat in Punjab's Bhatinda district has announced an incentive of 21,000 rupees to families who won't serve liquor or play DJ at wedding ceremonies, writes the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh this evening. 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention to begin today in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. First meeting of Joint Parliamentary Committee on two bills related to One Nation, One Election to be held in New Delhi this morning. V. Narayanan appointed the new chairman of Indian Space Research Organization and Secretary, Department of Space. cold wave conditions sweep the entire North India. Dense fog affects movement of trains and flights in the region. And in Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers beat Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers 6-0 in Rourkela. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.